This is Elocution with your host, Elo Black.
Hey, pals, how have you been? It is now the second week of July and the fantastic, wonderful, sparkly jubilee of 2020. And something interesting happened the other day. I got two scammer phone calls almost back to back. I guess they're all getting really greedy because no one has a job. So what better way to make someone's day than to try to scam them out of money that they don't have? This first phone call, I was cracking up because about 3 weeks ago, I had dental surgery. And right now I have my temporary implant, a flapper, not the cool kind with the girl from the 1920s, I guess you would call it retainer with a tooth on it, denture, but they call it a flapper, I guess, so they don't want you to feel bad, but I still feel bad. Anyways, I did not have my flapper in because I was in the middle, and you can hear me, I was having my favorite breakfast of bacon with a side of eggs. So you will hear me going, nah, 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 because it's 8:30 in the morning, and what else am I supposed to do? I have a job, I have a life, so I can't put it on hold for a scammer, but I really did enjoy this conversation, so please forgive my and my and enjoy.
Your unsecured debts that you have, as we were forwarded with some of your records by which you got to know that you have some outstanding balances on your name for which you're making a monthly interest payment, like for your credit card outstanding, personal loans, or any medical bills, right?
Sure.
In these programs, your credit score gets tossed up completely. It goes to zero. Here what we do, wherein a legal demand is sent to your bill collectors, mandating that they should prove that the account on which you have unsecured debts belongs to you, and they have the legal right to collect the money for the same. Because seeing the situation in the pandemic condition right now, people are also paying for their debts. But the creditor is always making the most of the money by charging you a heavy interest on your monthly payments. And moreover, if you go late with the payments, they charge you late fees. And most of the time, they double or triple your interest. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are not wrong.
Right. So these things take place once we go ahead and write a letter to your bill collectors. They are never able to respond us back. Why? Because they don't have the correct records by which they are making money. So if we calculate from your end, like how much relief you can get on your debts at the moment, so how much you will say, like as an outstanding balance on your credit card, personal loans, medical bills, is there roughly?
About $420,000.
That's a lot. And what kind of debts these are?
Credit card, medical, and lawyers.
Oh, sorry. What was the last one?
Attorneys.
Okay, attorneys. And how much is the medical bill first, if I talk alone medical bills?
About $100.
$100?
Yes.
Okay.
I owe about $120
now. Total?
Credit cards, about $400.
$400. And the last one, the attorney?
The attorney, I owe about $419,900.
Okay. So that is the most one, that is the attorney one, right?
Yes, I had to hire an attorney because I went to court because I killed a scammer.
You killed a scammer?
I did.
No. What kind of scam was that?
This phone scammer saying he could make my credit zero, which, by the way, my credit score zero, you don't want that. You want at least an 830, not a credit score of zero. They didn't teach you any better than that?
Okay, so you never heard about debt validation in the past. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah, like debt validation I've heard of, but I've also heard of scammer validation.
Okay,
well, you have a great day. I got to go before I owe my attorney another $400,000. Yeah, I'm scamming you. You caught me, so
yeah,
you better call the police. You better call the police right now. No, I'm sure you
don't. Have knowledge that they have
amen. Amen. Yes, you are not a scammer.
Like how to play with
yes.
The clients.
Okay,
because
well, I took about 5 minutes of your time. Yeah, that's what you're getting paid for. You're not getting anything off the top
right.
Or bottom, right? Yeah. Well,
validation is a government-initiated program. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to worry about it, and I hope you have a great day, you little bitch. Time to go fuck your mother. And so that's how that first phone call ended. So in the 10 minutes in between these two scammer phone calls, I had finished my delicious, amazing breakfast, brushed my teeth, placed the oral appliance, aka flapper, aka single tooth denture, in my mouth and was just about to head out the door when, ta-da, here comes scammer B. I always try, even when I don't have a lot of time available like I didn't have on that morning, to take a couple minutes of their time out. Hopefully it will stop them from scamming someone else in the meantime, and also because I think it's pretty funny. This next call was pretty interesting because I did get the scammer to talk to me. It's like a Mother Teresa thing. If I talk to you, then I'm really not a bad person and I'm not going to die a horrible fiery death for all the scams and all the money that I've stolen, but they probably will, and I'm okay with that. Anyways, here's the second phone call I got from Scammer B, who did talk to me about what Scammer B is up to in Scammerland. Take a listen.
Scam Services, how are you doing today?
Hello. I heard the recording that my Chase bank account needs better interest.
No, first of all, let me tell you, ma'am, we are the card member services, and here my system indicates me from past 6 to 8 months you have been making your payments on time, is that right?
Yes.
So on the behalf of your good payment history and your good payment practices, you are eligible to get a lower interest rate on your existing credit card that you have, okay?
Okay.
Now, first of all, for the qualification purposes, which of the card do you carry the higher balance? Is it your Visa, Master, or Discover?
It's my Visa card.
And how much you owe on the Visa card, roughly, just a ballpark?
$425,000.
$425,000 you have?
Wow, did you just curse, sir? Are you mocking my budget? I can't believe I am being mocked by a scammer. That's horrible. You know they don't have that kind of line of credit. Dipshit. Come on. Get a better scam. Seriously. Oh, come on. You fuck off. Yeah, let me go and fuck your mom with my $425,000 line of credit, you little bitch. God, you're embarrassing. You're embarrassing as a human being. Your parents suck balls. Seriously. Big, hairy bullshit balls. And by the way, your fucking caller ID is coming in Russia. Seriously. But hey, because at least it's keeping you away from trying to hack with somebody else, so that's cool. But anyways, okay. Go back and fuck your goat and fuck your cousin and take a bath, please. Seriously, I can smell you from over here. Seriously, bathe.
And maybe you can like smell the fragrance of fog.
Of forks? Forks don't smell like anything.
Fog is a fucking body spray, man.
Oh, I didn't know. Is it like ass scented or something?
Because you're fucking American, that's why you know. You don't know.
You're right, I don't know, so why don't you explain it to me? I'm serious. Explain to me why you're doing this. I mean it. Let's have a talk. I won't curse at you anymore. I'm in America right now and I'm not scamming people. Why are you doing this? Please tell me. I really want to know.
It is not a scam, ma'am. I do understand. Like, well, we are doing, like, we take our fee, but it is not a scam.
Mm-hmm. So why the recording saying that my credit is in danger and then I get on the phone with you and you say, oh, no, it's not. So what were you going to do? Seriously, no. Just tell me what. Okay. Well, what were you going to do? Seriously, were you going to take my bank account information? What were you going to do? Just tell me. I'm not going to get you in any trouble.
I know you can't give me anything. I'm going to explain you. Like, we take, like, card number and the expiration date so I can pull out the billing statement. Then I just let them know what's the balance owed on the card and the last payment that they make and the interest rate that they are paying, stuff like that.
Okay, and then what? Do you take money out of their bank account or what do you do?
Yes, basically we are doing a balance transfer.
Okay.
So that's how we're going to make money.
Okay. You do a balance transfer and you take a large fee. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep. You got it, ma'am.
Okay.
You go to do by your own self,
mm-hmm,
with debt relief company, it will like just costing you like $100 or maybe $150. But if I'm going to do that, I take larger fee.
Right. Okay. I really appreciate your honesty with me, sir. I mean that sincerely.
Yes.
But I'm going
to... And I really, what I was saying to you, like, fucking, or I don't use that kind of word, but I don't know why I'm using this. I'm really sorry for that, ma'am.
No, I apologize to you, too. I don't think that you smell bad, and I'm sure your family are very nice people, but I wish that you had
yes,
a different
ma'am.
Occupation, but you've got to choose your own path, and so do I. And I want you
yes.
to stay safe
and
in this virus, okay? Please be careful.
Yes, ma'am. And, like, do you use any social media?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You don't, like, use any Facebook, Insta?
Nope, nothing. I barely use email. Anyways,
okay.
I've enjoyed talking to you. Please be safe, and please really reconsider a different job if you can, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I am planning a different job, yes.
Okay.
I am.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Stay safe from the virus.
I will. Okay, you take care.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes, use the mask. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Do you have any social media? Yeah, I'm on your mother's Instagram page. I mean, are you kidding? Yeah, sure, here you go. Here's my Insta. Oh, and here's my debit card number. And do I believe him that he is going to seek out gainful and legal employment? Absolutely, about as much as I believe that I'm going to turn into a vegan tomorrow. So there's that. I just wanted to share these two phone calls with you. They do seem to be coming in more frequently. I think this is a scary and poor time for many people all over the world. Please be careful, LO pals. You know, when someone gets desperate, they get really cute. So please be on the lookout, and I hope you all are doing okay. Please wash your hands, and as Scammer B said, wear a mask. Take care.
This has been Elocution with your host, Ello Black.